All right, California coach Mike Montgomery has joined us, and the Golden Bears are on the road at USC on Wednesday, and then turn around and they're at UCLA on Sunday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Chris Foster, Los Angeles Times.
Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Cool. Hey, what did Justin kind of have to take on this year that with Allen no longer with the team?
Well, nothing really. Just do his job. He's a fifth-year senior point guard that has been a very consistent performer for us. Originally, he was trying to maybe lead the league in assists and be the best passer, and we told him we needed him to score the ball because he's a very good scorer, so he's kind of found a balance between the two. And he's been very good the last few weeks.
And also about Richard, everything. What have you seen in him in terms of growth the last couple of years?
Well, just maturity. Kids grow up. I mean, it's understanding what he's good at. And physically, he's impressive. He's big. He runs. He's long. He's figuring out that he can make a living rebounding the ball. And he, again, has set a goal to try to average a double-double. And he's on his way to doing that.
You know, the academic issues he had a couple years ago, did that seem like kind of become an epiphany for him that he realized he had to do things differently?
Well, everybody, and that's what college is about. Kids learn. Sometimes they learn the hard way. In his case, it was a little more visible. It wasn't a major issue. It was just something that kind of bit him in the behind. So he did, like all kids, they learned, hey, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way, and I've got to do a better job. And he has. He's on track to graduate if he can get through all of his classes this spring without all the NBA noise.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Your next question comes from Jack Wang for the Los Angeles Daily News.
Hello?
Yo.
Being on the road, how much does that extra day at the tail end of the trip help?
Well, you already got Wednesday, so you already got an extra day. I don't know that you need the – for us, Thursday has to be a day off in order to get a day off during this week. We can't practice 7 days. So if it was on Saturday, you'd have 2 days prep UCLA, and you will anyway. It just cuts into the following week. So it's a little bit screwy. We're all Wednesdays from here on out, so – and this Sunday, and we got another Sunday, which affects not so much the week that the Sunday that you have the Sunday game. It affects the next week that you have the next Wednesday game. So just going to be some adjustments. Try to figure out what's the best way to get your kids ready.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Ryan Koch, Orange County Register.
Hey, Mike. In terms of Jabari Bird, obviously he's been back for 2 games, but is that a process where you have to kind of bring him back slowly, especially him being a freshman? And where's he kind of at in terms of his game, at least through the, you know, a few weeks into conference season?
Well, that was a critical time for him to miss. There was, you know, 3 or 4 games plus all the practices that we had. And like all of our freshmen, we have 5 of them that are playing. 4 of them that are playing, and you know, each guy has made progress in their own way, and they learn a little something new each week, and oh yeah, I know what that means now, and I know how to do this. And for Jabari, that time was really setting back, but every day you see a little more from him, a little more confidence, a little more bounce in his step, so it won't be long. It's tough on these kids. You know, we've got 4 veterans out there that all kind of know what they're doing, and we've got a bunch of freshmen that are capable of contributing, but he's kind of getting back in. We want to bring him along at a pace because we got a little bit of team chemistry right now. We're doing pretty well.
And in terms of UCLA, if you can look ahead one game a little bit, how important have you seen, at least in what you've seen of him, how important is Jordan Adams to UCLA's offense and defense, just in terms of everything functioning well?
Well, he's a guy that can really score the ball. You just see the difference between he and Anderson, between their freshman and sophomore year. They're quite a bit different than they were, much more confident. in what they can do. And you know, the thing with UCLA, they do have Zach LaVine, so LaVine could probably come in and fulfill that role a little bit, although, again, a freshman versus a sophomore. But Adams has been a scorer and a great go-to guy for Anderson to pass to.
Thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star one.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
Very good.
All right, Mike, that'll do it.
Yep.
We'll see you. Thanks.